This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
Governor Dennis Dugard has signed House Bill 1069. This is the repeal and revision of certain provisions related to campaign finance and to declare an emergency. The bill repeals initiated Measure 22, which voters approved in November. The ballot initiative created an ethics commission, public campaign funding, and limitations on lobbyist gifts to lawmakers. A circuit court enjoined IM-22, saying it was unconstitutional and has never gone into effect. Governor Dennis Dugard says it was for that reason that it makes sense to repeal the measure. He says he will work with lawmakers to honor the will of the voters by passing bills to regulate gifts from lobbyists and to strengthen ethics and campaign finance laws. A bill supported by Democrats in the South Dakota legislature eliminates the state sales tax on food. State Representative Ray Ring from Vermilion sponsors House Bill 1119. He says the change will help people with lower incomes.
What we'd like to do is exempt food from the sales tax in South Dakota. That is grocery food, not prepared food, not restaurant food, just food for home consumption. And then to replace the revenue that we've lost, we raise the overall sales tax rate by about 0.35%. So it would be a revenue neutral change, but would take some of the burden, the disproportionate burden on low-income people, off of them by exempting food, which of course is a necessity.
Ring says the sales tax for food in 2014 accounted for almost 1% of the income for people making less than $20,000 a year, which he says is too much. Iowa and Minnesota do not tax most grocery items, but South Dakota voters decided against scrapping the tax by voting against initiated Measure 1 in 2004. The House Taxation Committee takes up House Bill 1119 on Tuesday. The state Senate has approved a bill targeting potential public corruption that imposes new criminal conflict of interest penalties for public officials. The chamber voted unanimously Thursday to send the bill to the House. Republican Senator Stace Nelson says officials who illegally use taxpayer money violate the public trust and should be held responsible. Under the plan, officials who commit a conflict of interest offense would be guilty of theft, which is a felony when its value exceeds $1,000. The current self-dealing penalty is a misdemeanor. Attorney General Marty Jackley proposed the bill. He says the proposal is motivated by recent high-profile scandals that have resulted in deaths, including alleged theft and an attempt cover-up at a Platt-based educational cooperative, and what authorities have called financial misconduct involving the EB-5 visa program. A bill moving through South Dakota's legislature mandates women seeking abortions receive the phone number to an organization fighting sex trafficking. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jacob Knutson reports on Senate Bill 102.
Supporters say traffickers may force women to have abortions, or women may do so voluntarily because they're scared of the consequences of a pregnancy. Sally Richardson says she's a survivor of sex trafficking. She says the man she planned on marrying abused her and forced her into prostitution.
He took me across the state of South Dakota and all the little cities that we all think are safe. He's there. They're all there because they take pictures of us in hotel rooms, in beds, to sell us.
Richardson says two of her children lived with her while she was trafficked. She says her abuser tried forcing her pregnant daughter to have an abortion. She says that's proof health providers are a point of contact with women in abusive situations. With South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacob Knutson in Sioux Falls.
No one spoke against Senate Bill 102 in committee. The bill passed unanimously and moves to the full state Senate. A panel of lawmakers supports a bill that helps educate students with behavior issues without parents giving up custody. House Bill 1021 applies to students who need intensive guidance. Tammy Darnall with South Dakota Department of Education says funding for kids in state custody is higher than for students whose parents retain their rights.
So as a result, these kids might have to wait for placement at another facility, such as Children's Home Society. They may be placed out of state, or we've seen instances where these kids are actually turned over the custody of the state so they can receive their payment or their placement. So we're trying to eliminate that barrier so these kids can stay with their parents and still receive the treatment they need.
Darnall says the measure needs $160,000. About $90,000 of that comes from state coffers. Lawmakers on the Senate Education Committee unanimously approved the legislation. House Bill 1021 moves to the South Dakota State Senate floor.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.